Welcome to this new week of broadcasts here on Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, our guest today is a housewife, an entrepreneur, and just a great down-to-earth lady, Angel Rushing, and her story is really fascinating.
We discovered Angel's testimony in one of our local Crown Bible studies, and we were just taken by it. So we asked her to come on the program and share her story with our listeners because I think they're going to really resonate. She's very transparent. She's, as you say, Dave, down to earth. She tells it like it is, and she's really remarkable in what she's been able to accomplish to add value to their family finances. It's truly a great story.
Well, Angel will be joining us here in just a moment or two. But first, I'd like you to talk a bit about a controversial bill that's heading through the House right now. This bill is called the Cash for Clunkers Bill. What is this all about?
Well, it's possible new legislation where a car owner can trade in their old clunker for a new fuel-efficient vehicle. So it's an opportunity to get old ones off the streets and new, more fuel-efficient cars leaving the new car lot. And the program offers up to $4,500 trade-in value if your car qualifies.
So what are some of the qualifications?
Well, the car has to be running in drivable condition, insured for at least a year. It has to be manufactured in 1984 or later and get 18 miles per gallon or less to qualify. And guess what, Dave? I have two that qualify for the old clunker program.
Yeah, I think I've got two as well at home.
And so if I were interested in purchasing a new car that gets better gas mileage, then I could go down to the dealer, if this legislation passes, turn in the old car, get that kind of credit on the purchase of a new car. So it's an interesting incentive.
Well, Chuck, what's the downside to this legislation?
Well, I'm not sure it's good for the taxpayer, Dave, because my cars are only worth about $1,000 now. They're older. I've driven them for a long, long time. I've gotten great value out of them, but they're only worth about $1,000, and to think that the government's going to give me $3,500 or $4,500 for them, I don't know how they can absorb all that loss. I'm not sure what they're going to do with those used cars, so it may not be good for the taxpayers. But if you have a car that you don't want to sell or give away, then turning it into the dealer and having it retired or put out to pasture where nobody else takes on your problems, that's a fairly interesting opportunity. But if you are not in the market for a new car, then you don't qualify. Or if you can't afford a new car, certainly don't go in and try to trade up just because they're going to give you this credit. Consider just giving the old clunker away and then just buying a very low-cost used vehicle.
Well, we'll keep our eyes on that bill as it goes through the House. In just a moment, we'll introduce you to Angel Rushing, our guest today. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today you get to meet Angel Rushing. Angel recently graduated from our Discovering God's Way study in our local church, and we learned that Angel has a fabulous testimony. Angel, welcome to Money Life.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Angel, tell us a little bit about your family. First of all, you're from around here. You're from Clarksville, Georgia, and tell us about your family.
Well, my husband is Steve. We've been married for about 10 years. When we first got married, we each had a daughter, Kayla, who is now 21, and Kendra, who's 17. Then we added Tanoa, who's 7, and the baby boy, Eli, who's 5.
Okay. And you homeschool, right?
We do. We started last year with Tanoa, first grade, and she did great with it. She actually finished up first grade and 6 weeks' worth of second grade. So she's a little ahead. And I'm glad for the opportunity to be able to, you know, see what's being instilled in my kids' heads and hearts. That's the main thing why we wanted to homeschool.
Well, I know that you've been exposed to Larry Burkett, our former co-founder, for many, many years. Tell us a little bit about how you got to know Larry Burkett.
Well, about 2 years before that I was married, I worked second shift at a manufacturing plant. And it just so happened that on my way home that Larry Burkett's show would come on. So I would listen to that, and I was picking up on some good information. And what I couldn't use, say, for instance, if you were talking about some business problems someone had called in, it would always come around where someone would have that problem I would know, and I could give that advice to them.
Mm-hmm. So you gave advice to other people that maybe it wasn't applicable to you, but
right.
You were learning from the questions that people ask.
Right.
You also learned about the envelope system. Did you start using that system years ago?
Well, before that I was married, I was pretty tightwad, and I was already on a strict budget, and I could save. The envelope system came along after we were married, and we had to start putting two people's different personalities together, and that really helped then.
Oh, so you and Steve had different personalities and approaches to managing money.
Right, we were just basically the opposite.
That probably sounds very familiar to most people who are listening right now. So did you have challenges as you started to blend your views of money?
Yeah, actually, when we first got married, we had about $14,000 worth of debt that came with that. And a lot of that was due to unpaid taxes. And then, you know, you've got your late fees, your interest that accrues. And so we had to find a way to deal with that.
Okay. And how did you deal with that?
Well, we started out by going to our tax preparer and asking them for some advice. And they told us we probably need to write a letter to the IRS explaining the situation and asking if, you know, that some of those fees could be reduced. So we did that. And we got a response not very long after we'd sent the letter, and they had reduced it a great amount if we could go ahead and pay that in a one lump sum.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I wrote a couple of the credit card checks into my checking account, and I paid off the debt. And then I found a 0% credit card to roll my other two onto so that I wouldn't have to pay any interest.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started on the budgeting.
So you got very creative. You took care of the IRS, and now you've got these credit card debts that you're going to tackle. Did you go after those immediately?
Yeah, that was the main thing we wanted to get rid of first, was that credit card debt. Even though it was on a 0% interest credit card, we knew, you know, that we wanted to get rid of that first. So, like I said, we buckled down on our budget, and this is actually when we started using the envelope system that I had heard about, all, you know, years ago. And it was the old school system where you actually wrote the, you know, your utilities on an envelope, and you put your money in
right.
the envelope.
Yeah, the real cash.
Right.
You put cash in a real envelope, and you carried the envelopes with you.
Yes.
Okay, and so that's what you did.
That's what we did, and it really helped because it gave us a visual on, you know, where the money was going, and when the money was gone, then you don't eat out anymore that week, you know,
right.
or that month. So, you know, that was a big help.
Now, that's just pretty basic stuff, right?
Right.
But it helped you immensely. Did you get the credit cards paid off?
We did get the credit cards paid off. Actually, we were trying to get our credit cards paid off and our vehicles paid off so that we could start a family and I could stay home.
Mm-hmm.
So 2.5 years after we were married, Tanoa was born, and by that time we had paid off the credit card and one of our vehicles and almost had the other vehicle paid off.
Well, when you got married, you were planning to be a stay-at-home mom, right?
That's right.
And what did you do to prepare for that?
Well, it was right after we got married, my husband came to know the Lord, and it was put in his heart and mine too that we wanted to have children and that it would be the Lord's will for me to stay home and raise the children. So we started taking, basically I would take my income and I would pay the bills with my income because the house was already set up for a one person, one family income. Cause mm-hmm. I had the house before we were married.
Okay.
So the house payment was fine. It was where it needed to be. And I was just paying the bills out of my income, and then whatever his income brought in, we were paying on the debt and, you know, getting rid of that. So we kind of were getting a feel for what it was going to be like to have one income because we were paying, you know, my income was paying it off.
And so once you got that done, you were in a position that you could stay at home. Is that right?
That's right.
And so how long have you been at home now?
Well, Tanoa's 7 years old, so about 7 years. I quit probably a month before she was born.
Well, I know one of the things that so intrigued me about your testimony, Angel, is that you were willing to be just totally honest about your finances, because after you quit your job to be home with the kids, you weren't able to really save any money, were you?
Yeah, that was the one downfall that we have, is we were on such a tight schedule that it seemed like we never had that money going into that save envelope. And it drove me crazy, because I'm just, you know, like I said, I've always been frugal and I had money saved. And so that was something, you know, that we wanted to work towards doing, but we never could get to that point.
So where are you today? Are you able to save, or are you still trying to just get ahead?
Well, we actually had to take on some credit card debt. We had some medical expenses. My son had to have some surgery, and then we had some major car repairs that had to be done. So we did take on another 0% interest credit card. And
you know, we don't like that here, Angel.
Oh, really?
No, we don't like that. So here you are. You're stuck, right?
Yeah, but I've almost got that paid off now before the interest is going to be, you know.
Oh, you're working on it.
Yeah, it should be paid off, I think, end of July, probably we'll have that paid off, and all we'll have is our house payment again.
That's great, Angel. I know you're quite the entrepreneur, and when we come back, I want to talk to you about some of the things that you're doing to raise extra income for your family. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more from Angel Rushing.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today we're talking to Angel Rushing about her journey with understanding and managing money God's way, and how God has been providing for you to stay at home and to provide extra income, Angel. And you're quite the entrepreneur, aren't you?
It's turned into be that way, yeah.
Well, you're trying to get money in that savings envelope, and we want to get rid of that 0% credit card balance. And tell us some of the things that you do. I know that you do gardening at home in order to make some extra income. Does that provide well for your family?
Yeah, it does. It's my dad, mom, and I. We go in and we plant a garden together. It's on about an acre and a half, 2 acres. And last year, I believe, we profited about $21,000, so my share of that was $7,000. That's my third of the profit.
And so what do you sell?
Well, we're growing about 80 different varieties of produce, fruits, vegetables, honey. And we go to 2 different farmers markets. We sell at Suwanee, which is pretty close to Atlanta, Georgia, and then to the Hall County Farmers Market, which is right up the road from Crown.
So that's a little family business, and that's really your summer income, isn't it?
That's right.
And so you're staying at home, you're running this envelope system, you're homeschooling, and you're out there working in that garden and doing all these great things. Is that satisfying for you, Angel? Do you enjoy that?
Oh, the garden to me is the most satisfying, because I'm with my mom and dad, and, you know, we can talk about the Lord all day long while we're in the garden. We sing. The kids get involved. They'll get out there. They'll plant. They'll help harvest. And, you know, it's just a time of togetherness. And so, that's probably the most gratifying time I've ever worked and, you know, to feel you're not working, you're just enjoying each other.
Yeah, and then you take this to market in the summer, and it really, really helps, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, but you don't quit there. You had some other ideas, which I'm just fascinated by, Angel, of how you make money and still stay at home. Tell us what you did.
Okay, I guess about 6 years ago, I have always been what some people would label a coupon queen.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that I can find a sale. I can find a coupon that will match the sale, and that would give me that item for free or maybe just a few pennies. You know, that in itself helps save money with your grocery bill. But I kind of took it the next level, and I started stocking up on, when I would find those free items, I would stock up on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the point where I had so much, I said, I need to have a yard sale and to get rid of some of this stuff, you know, maybe help make a little extra money. So in the summer, I would have a yard sale and did really, really well on it. But by winter, I had a huge box, well, boxes of items again stacked up in the bedroom that Steve wanted gone.
You had more free stuff than you could use, and Steve said, let's get rid of this.
That's right.
So what'd you do?
So I emailed my mom, and I said, you know, could you please list this these items for me on the online classifieds at her school? She works with the school system.
Okay.
And so she said, sure, and we made a list up, and I posted it and kind of priced it like maybe 50% of what you would buy at the grocery store.
Right.
And by the next morning, I had 15 replies, and I had made $120.
Wow.
So the wheels started turning there.
I'll bet. You are quite the moneymaker. So these school teachers are buying your items.
Right.
And what kind of stuff are they buying?
Toothpaste, shampoo, razors.
And do you deliver that to them?
I do. I set it up to where on Thursday, after they place their order, then I would go to the front office, and there would be a check waiting for me, and I would just pick their check up and drop their items off. And
wow.
I do that every week, or businesses also deliver to businesses.
Okay, so you're really making money out of nothing in a sense, aren't you?
I have nothing invested in it, really.
Well, how do you do it? Give me some ideas of how, because there's a lot of people listening and going, wow, well, first of all, do you do well by that method? Give me some idea of your income. I understand the $7,000 a year for your summer income.
Right.
What does it provide the rest of the year when you do this?
Well, on average, it's about $150 extra a week. This is during the school season.
Wow.
And then at Christmas, you know, when people are buying for their kids, I have some toys on there, too. They will buy the toys, and I've made up to $800 in a week. Right.
Wow.
Christmas.
Wow. So that's a mortgage payment for some people. I mean, that's really, really wonderful. How do you do it? Give me some ideas. How do you gather all those coupons and find all those items? That's a lot of stuff.
Well, there's different ways. I could go into hours of teaching you how to do that because
Angel, it wouldn't be teaching me to do it. You'd be teaching those people who are listening. Tell them what they need to do first.
Well, keeping it simple, probably on a level that everybody would have to use grocery items. If you go to the grocery store's website, you can see what they're going to have on sale. You're going to need to match up a coupon for that. And actually, there's sites that would do that for you, and that takes all the work out. Cutouthunger.com matches up Publix and Kroger. So if you go there, it'll show you what's on sale that week, show you the coupon that doubles, by the way, and then it'll show you what percentage you've saved, what your actual cost is going to be.
And so if you see toothpaste on sale for 99 cents, you try to find a coupon that offers 50 cents off.
Right.
They double it, and that's how it becomes free.
Exactly.
And you've gotten so proficient at this, you actually buy your coupons. Is that right?
That's right. It takes all the time out of all. I never clip anymore. Used to, I would spend hours clipping. That's gone now. I actually buy my coupons from either the couponclippers.com or couponsandforms.com.
And then you match it up with items on sale. You buy for your own family to save money or get it for free to save money.
Right.
Pay the taxes at checkout, right?
Right.
And then you post it on these classified sites and get rid of the rest of it.
Well, actually, it's not a classified site anymore. I started a website. So now they can go straight to my website and order.
Oh, no. People are going to want to know your website. Angel, give us the website.
Okay. It's the online, and then there's a dash, yardsale.com.
The online yard sale. Angel Rushing, it's been inspiring to hear your story. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you. It's been a blessing to be here.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, I think it was a couple of months ago, we did a program on starting businesses under $500. And Angel just broke that barrier and said, here's how to start a business for nothing.
Oh, wasn't that amazing?
Incredible.
I'm still stunned by it because I'd actually never heard of anybody doing it. And she's doing it on a consistent basis. And I want to talk more about what we can learn from that story. But there was something else in Angel's story that I hope our listeners caught because she was so honest, just completely transparent. Here she's doing a great job living by the envelope system. She had set a goal to be a stay-at-home mom and live on one income. And suddenly they had medical expenses and a car transmission go out, unexpected expenses, and she was saying, I didn't have the money saved for it. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciated that honesty because so many of our listeners are probably saying, yeah, I've been there.
Right.
I didn't know what to do. But did you notice what she did? She went to a 0% credit card to pay it off, and then she was resolved to pay off that debt before she paid any interest on that credit card. And we teased a little bit back and forth about that was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of life was she saw that as her best option, and she didn't give up, and she didn't feel defeated, and she really didn't have a lot of guilt for it.
Mm-hmm.
She just said, I'm going to work through this. We're going to get it done. And then I'm going to start building back that savings envelope. She looks at that empty savings envelope, and she's motivated to see it grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope our listeners are inspired to have that same kind of resolve. Sometimes unexpected things happen. You have to plow through it and then just set a goal like Angel did to work through it and to keep going. Secondly, Dave, she started a business with almost no risk, no capital investment, no risk. If nobody buys those products, what's she out? Just
right.
A little bit of her time.
Right.
And she's adding $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a year through the coupon business to their home budget and $7,000 a year to their home budget through her gardening, through the farming. So I'm just taken by her industriousness, by her entrepreneurial spirit, and by her capacity to teach her children at home, to manage the family finances, and to add income like that in her spare time. And there was one more thing I hope our listeners took away. And that is, Angel has the joy of the Lord.
Mm.
She just enjoys doing what she does. She realized that God's given her a gift. She can go and find deals and make matches with these coupons. She can grow produce. She can sell it at the farmer's market. She can teach her children with her right along at her side. And she is truly enjoying using the gifts that God's given her. And I hope all of our listeners can get to that same place.
Again, Angel's web address is theonline-yardsale.com. For those of you who joined us late today, you can hear this program again online at crown.org or sign up for the free podcast, and you can listen to this program again at your leisure. Again, all of that information is available at crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.